Blog Talk Radio.
Pastor Mike.
Yes, sir.
Run the board. Thank God you're here. I got Evangelist Janice Taylor. Run the board. Run the music until I say you get ready. I'm so glad you're here. Run the board.
All right.
So this is Jermaine Edwards. Yeah. Listen, in all you're getting, get wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Aim for the sky, reach the mountain, keep climbing. Stop saying you can't, oh, you know you never tried it. Don't waste your energy unless you see the benefit. Negative thoughts, pessimist calls. I'm an optimist rising, though sometimes I fall. I'ma keep moving even if I have to crawl. Running with a purpose, and I know I have to run far.
Remember principles work everywhere, anytime. Failures get life when success is denied. Why no? Every question deserves a reply. And my life is submitted to the highest of I got my eyes on the prize. I won't accept it and lie. Fight for my faith till I die. There is no reason why.
Because of the price you pay.
Oh,
acknowledge you. If you said no, then I won't move. Quick to listen, I cannot speak, 'cause now your spirit speaks to me. A peace of mind I now receive because of daily trust in thee. No longer lean on understanding, direct my path, Lord, take the lead. Oh,
thank you. Brother Mike.
Sir.
The Lord told me you was in the room. We're going to open this thing up live. We have four sponsors. They ain't paid a dime, but we got four of them.
All right.
D.W. Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Inglewood.
Okay.
Reverend Pickens.
Okay.
And Reverend A.C. Hightower.
Okay.
Special guest, Evangelist Janice Taylor. We're going to open up. Only me, you, and Sister Janice will be talking. There will be no open lines. This is a telethon for the next 2 hours. After Sister Taylor, I'll be bringing a message, pastoral leadership, stay out of politics. God will judge the nations.
All right. I got it.
Okay. Reverend Beasley say one song, and once that song over, we'll be live on YouTube.
All right. Let's go ahead and get it.
Hang on. I hit it wrong. I got it.
That I won't accept. As long as God give me life, I'm gonna give my best. Greater is in me than what your eyes can see. My current situation is not the best of me. Not because you tried it and it never worked out. Don't try to discourage me or fill me with doubt. Faith is the substance of things so far and the evidence of things that I've not seen. I'm gonna go higher. Don't tell me that I can go higher. I'm gonna go higher. Don't tell me that I can't go higher.
to God's unchanging hand. I'm young, but I'm growing older. My aim is to get more bolder, so my life can be a light, guiding youth to Christ. Hey.
Amen. 4, 3, 2, 1. Dalton says the church is now open and there's live stream.
Amen. Well, good evening, everyone, and praise the Lord, and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio here on blogtalk.com. I am your host, and it is truly a pleasure to be here. I'm Brother Mike with
Sound
each
check.
And every one of you. Tonight, we're going to have another part in our telethon that we have every quarter. And we thank everyone out there who's listening and tuning in and actually taking part of our telethon as well. The sponsors for tonight's teaching are going to be Reverend D.W. Dalton, Reverend Inglewood, Reverend Pickens, and Reverend A.C. Hightower. Also, we have special guest evangelist Janice Taylor on the line with us tonight. There will be no questions and answers, but as soon as we're going to get started with tonight's teaching, after Evangelist Taylor does her teaching, then we're going to have Brother Overton. He's going to be bringing a teaching as well. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and hand the mic over. Sister Taylor, you now have the mic.
Amen.
Before
amen,
we do
amen.
That, hang on. Before we do that, we need to let everybody know she's going to give out where to reach her, her ministry. I've been knowing Sister Taylor for years. Brother Jermaine Edwards introduced us, and we've been friends for years. She's a holy woman. She don't stand for compromising God's word. She's not preaching money cometh. That's not here. It's holiness
no.
here with this woman. This is a very holy woman, and I have a
amen.
Lot of respect for her. And we're going to open up a dialogue because she had told us earlier, brother, my sister pastor didn't know. There's some stuff she's going to lay on us that was very shocking to me. So, hey, pay attention. Evangelist Janet Taylor.
Amen, amen. Before we begin, I'd like to let you know that I am Evangelist Janet Taylor, and you can reach me at Walls of Fire Deliverance Ministry at www.wallsoffiredeliverancemin.com, located at P.O. Box 501, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27105. My phone number is area code 336-575-0206. Want to get right into tonight's teaching, and we're talking about you can't mix it. You can't mix it. A few weeks ago, I was on Facebook, and someone sent me a clip of Beyonce, and Beyonce has a church down in New Orleans. She paid $850,000 for it, and it is a LGBTQ church. And so they run it like a Catholic church, and they had mass. And they had these two gay priests and had a black woman who was the preacher. She's the pastor. And they had a choir, and the choir is singing Beyonce songs, worshiping Beyonce in a church. And I was shocked by this. I was so shocked. I thought, this can't be real. So I did some research, I went online and looked on YouTube and found some other clips of it, and I just could not believe my eyes. They are worshiping Beyonce now. So some people complained about it, about this pastor, how she could do this, and her response was that she is letting this choir sing Beyonce's music. They're in there jamming to Beyonce's music in this church. And she said she's using that to draw the people. And this is false. This is the spirit of Antichrist. This is not of God. Beyonce is not saved. And she has no business having a church. Well, you all know just recently Snoop Dogg released his gospel album. And I have not listened to it, and I will not listen to it. But I'm told that Fred Hammond and Marvin Sapp collaborated with him on this, and they are were included. They got some songs on the CD with Snoop Dogg, and we see that even also. Yeah, this is unbelievable. And recently, Creflo Dollar, he scolded the church. There's a video on YouTube of him scolding the church because the church rejected Snoop Dogg's CD album, his gospel album. So Pastor Creflo is scolding the church for not embracing Snoop Dogg. Said we should be happy that he has done this and we should embrace him. Because he's trying to say that this guy has changed because his grandmother was saved. Snoop Dogg has not changed. He has not gotten saved. And for him to make a gospel album and for known gospel artists, Fred Hammond and Marvin Sapp, these greedy, greedy people have colluded with him, and they are on his so-called gospel album. Well, now, Creflo also has another CD, a video out, where he is telling lies. He's preaching heresy. He says the minute you come out your mother's womb, you are already saved. Your name is already written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We know that's a lie from the pit of hell. If that were true, then why did Jesus have to go to the cross? And why was Jesus' blood shed if everybody was already saved? We've already heard that lie before from Carlton Pearson, and the body of Christ rejected it. But Creflo Dollar is down there in Atlanta, Georgia, preaching heresy. So I want to talk about this tonight. I want to talk from the subject, you can't mix it. Jesus very emphatically told us in John the 14th chapter and verse number 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except by me. This is the word of Jesus. Now, Jesus said this so it would be no confusion about this. And people are now saying there are many ways. Bishop P.D. Jakes got a clip out there on YouTube saying there are many ways to God. The devil is a lie when Jesus has already said he is the only way. Glory be to God. And so people are trying to mix it now. They want to make sinners feel comfortable in sin. They want to make everybody happy. So they're trying to mix it now. But the Bible says that we can't mix it because Jesus said, Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 14, he said, come out from among them and be ye separate. He said, what fellowship do light have with darkness? Be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. So how then could Fred Hammond and Marvin Sapp make a gospel CD with Snoop Dogg? You answer that question for me, because according to the Bible, we're not supposed to mix with one another. Glory be to God. James tells us in James 1 and 27, he admonishes believers to keep themselves unspotted from the world. You see, this Snoop Dogg gospel CD is not a gospel CD. And Beyonce having a church, a gay and lesbian homosexual church in New Orleans, it's not a church. But yet people are following them. There is a great falling away that is taking place right now. Matthew 24 tells us, be not, you see, he said, take heed that no man deceive you. People are deceiving people, and many Christians, so-called Christians, are being deceived in this hour. People are walking away from the truth like the Pied Piper. They're being led away from the Lord Jesus, and they're following another way, which is not the way. Glory be to God. And it's amazing how pastors and these preachers have these lying spirits in them. And this thing has crept into the church. They will stand in a pulpit and lie and say, thus saith the Lord, when they know God has not spoken to them. God has not said anything, because everything that God is saying today to the prophets, he's saying it based upon his word. If you can't line it up with the word of God, it is not the voice of God. It is the devil. And people are being deceived by these other voices that are in the land. You see, we serve the Most High God, and we have been washed in the blood of Jesus. And to claim that you love Jesus, and to claim that you are saved, to claim that you have been redeemed and still try to mix with the world, you are telling a lie. The Bible says you will either love the one and hate the other, because no man can serve two masters. And what they're so quick to say is, they're quick to say, well, you can't judge me. Everybody's saying, well, you don't know. Snoop Dogg might have got saved. If he did get saved, tell me where. Tell me when he got born again. Tell me when he got filled with the Holy Spirit. He is not a believer. He is a sinner, and he is mocking the church, and the church is embracing this man. The church is embracing his gospel CD. They're putting him on the charts. If this gospel CD, it can't gospel CD, because it was not birthed from the Holy Spirit. People are being deceived. Glory be to God. You see, it stems out of the love for money. This is where it's coming from. It's coming out of the love for money. In other words, one artist is saying, well, you scratch my back, you make a CD with me, and then I'll make one with you. But how can light and darkness, how can it fellowship together? It's either going to be light or it's either going to be darkness, but it can't be both. Glory be to God. And God is telling us as believers to come out from among them and be separate. He says, sanctify yourself. Glory be to God. You must be set apart for God's glory. You can't mix it. In other words, you can't have a little bit of Jesus and a little bit of the world. Don't you know that a little bit of leaven leavens the whole lump? Glory be to God. You know, we have to realize that leaven represents sin. Glory be to God. And sin cannot be in the camp of the Most High God. You remember Achan. Achan had sin in the camp. Glory be to God. And when the children of Israel went up to fight against Ai, it was a battle that they should have been able to win hands down, but they couldn't win it because sin was in the camp. Glory be to God. You can't have sin in the camp. You can't serve two masters. You will either love the one and hate the other, but you can't serve both. You see, our God is holy, and so there's no unrighteousness in him. Our God is holy. He said, I am holy, and be ye holy. If we are the people of God, we must be holy. We can't listen to all these different voices. You can't listen to heresy. You have to listen to the voice of the Lord. And the only way you will be able to hear his voice, you must be a spirit-filled believer. You must abide in his word and have his word abiding in you. And then you won't be deceived. You won't be distracted. You won't be led away by all these temptations and all these worldly doctrines, these things that are deception. They are from the devil. They are from the pit of hell. Glory be to God. Oil and water don't even mix. How in the world can the church mix with the world when oil and water don't even mix? My God, somebody tell me the answer to these questions. God's people must be holy. We have to live holy. Glory be to God. There's so much deception in the land at this time. Many are being deceived. Many are being led away. People who once were saved are now no longer saved because they're going after a false doctrine, just like the prosperity preachers. They came in and preached prosperity and led the people of God away from God, and the people took off looking for money, thinking that they were going to become millionaires. Glory be to God. And didn't nobody get rich but the prosperity preachers. Didn't nobody get rich but Preflo. Didn't nobody get rich but Leroy Thompson. Didn't nobody get rich but T.D. Jakes, talking about get ready, get ready, get ready. You better get ready because Jesus is coming. That's what you better get ready for. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And quit going after these false doctrines. Quit being led away by your own desires and your lust. Glory be to God. People are being so deceived. Glory be to God. Eating from the devil's table. preachers are cussing in the pulpit. I can't understand where we get these cussing preachers from. Glory be to God. How is it that God can save your soul, but he can't clean up your mouth? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And people, all kind of sexual sin in the church. I won't even go there tonight, but there's so much adultery, fornication, masturbation, all kind of homosexuality, all kind of sexual sins in the house of God. Paul said these things ought not be so. He said it shouldn't even be named once among you. He said, put such a one out the church that his soul might be saved. Glory be to God. Well, we ain't putting nobody out because nobody can't point the finger at nobody else. You know, the preacher, he in sin, the pastor in sin, the usher's in sin, so we can't point at one another because we all in sin. But I'm telling you, God's got a remnant, glory be to God. He's got a holy remnant because time is over. Jesus is coming, glory be to God. This thing, this world has gotten so wicked. People can see it's getting darker and darker and darker. And that darkness is coming because it is the spirit of Antichrist. Glory be to God. And those that are saved, those that are truly sold out to the Lord, can see that time is over. And we're waiting. We're anxiously awaiting our Savior. Glory be to God. And he's coming because he is not a man that he should lie. Glory be to God. You know, we got these false prophets. They have come in among us, and the Bible calls them ravening wolves. I want to read the scripture. I want to read it. Turn with me to Matthew, the 7th chapter. Glory be to God. The 15th verse. It says, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ravening wolves are devourers. They come to eat up God's people. Glory be to God. He said, you shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that beareth not forth good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits shall ye know them. There it is, plain as day, black and white. Jesus said that a good tree can't bring forth evil fruit, and an evil tree can't bring forth good fruit. And he said you would know these people. You would know these ravenous wolves. They come in to devour God's people. They come in and eat up all the resources. They come in and they take everything. They prophesy to them. They charge money. They charge money for a word from God. Now, if God give you a word from me, why do I have to pay to get that word, especially if you say it's from God? You see, this makes no sense. But the people are paying their money. People are going into their 401k to give these false prophets money. But then when there is a true ministry like Apostle Emmett Overton and his deliverance ministry, you won't even send a dime. You won't send a penny. You won't send anything. You know why? Because people hate the truth. They hate the truth, but they love false doctrine. They love a lie. They would rather hear a lie. People want to hear that they're okay. Even in sin, when they know they're not okay, people want to hear that they're going to heaven. When they know they're not going to heaven, people want to hear that they are saved. When they know they're not saved, people want to hear lies rather than the truth. If I'm in sin, I want you to tell me the truth. If I make a mistake, I want you to tell me the truth. I don't care what I do. If it's not according to the scripture, I want somebody to tell me, Evangelist Taylor, you are out of order. Evangelist Taylor, that's incorrect. Evangelist Taylor, you have done wrong. Why? Because when you tell me that, you will be delivering me from the pits of hell. Glory be to God. You see, these false teachers, they're not going to tell nobody the truth because they said you don't get a big offering from that. And so it's sad. It's sad to see how they come in and they make merchandise out of God's people. The Bible says they lead silly women captive. You can't mix it. Glory be to God. False prophets who charge money to tell lies to the people of God. They ain't nothing but fortune tellers. I was in a service one time, and I'm going to call his name. Brian Kahn was in there telling people their address and phone number. And I said, God, what do this have to do with the kingdom of God? I already know my address. I already know my phone number. And he was calling out these things, and God spoke to me as plain as day. He said, Acts chapter 16. I went to the scripture. Acts chapter 16 is where the Apostle Paul was in the city, and this girl was following behind him. She was a fortune teller, and the Bible says she made her masters much money. Glory be to God. And she kept saying, these are the men of God. These are the men of God. She was a fortune teller, and she made plenty of money for that town. Glory be to God. But the Bible says Paul, he got upset with her. Paul got tired of her. And Paul turned around and cast that spirit out of her. You see, it was an unclean spirit in her, calling out people's addresses and phone numbers and social security numbers. You ought to know your own social security number. You don't need to pay nobody no money to tell you your social security number. And so Paul cast this spirit out of this girl. And when he did, the people of Ephesus, they got upset.
They've been standing outside a lot because I ain't had them to put them on. Thank you.
Yeah, they got upset when Paul cast his spirit out of her because she was that town's moneymaker. She was making them rich, glory be to God. You see, the false prophets don't make nobody rich but themselves, glory be to God. And the lies that they're telling people, you're going to be a millionaire. And I see God blessing you with tons of money and this, that, and the other. And you don't even see that those people that you are talking to are in sin. Some of them committing adultery. Some of them going with somebody else's husband. Somebody messing with somebody else's wife. How is God going to bless them and make them a millionaire and they are in sin? Glory be to God. If you can see so much, you ought to be able to see sin in people's life. You ought to be able to call it out, glory be to God. But they can't call out sin because they are not prophets. They are proper liars. They are false prophets, and they are not speaking the truth, glory be to God. I was reading over in the book of Micah just a few days ago how the Lord, he sent the prophet Micah, but before he sent Micah, he said, I'm going to send a lying spirit in the camp. And the lying spirit went and deceived them. Glory be to God. You see, that's what's going on today. There's a lying spirit in the church today, and the lying spirit is deceiving God's people today. They can't see because they're listening to a lying spirit. It's a lying spirit in these false prophets. It's a lying spirit in these pastors. It's a lying spirit in these preachers. It's a lying spirit in these so-called apostles. The Bible says they say they are apostles, but they are not. Some of them, they can't even cast out a demon, not even a toothache demon. Glory be to God. They have no power because they are not called of God. They have taken a title, but they are not called of God. And they ought to be afraid to take a title of an apostle, and you don't walk at that level, because when you take that title, you are subject to those demons that are on that level. And that's why, like the seven sons of Sceva, they tried to do what they saw the disciples do. But guess what? When they tried it, it didn't work. Them demons said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? And them demons beat them out of their clothes. And that's what's going to happen to so many of these so-called false apostles. Them devils going to rise up. Them devils going to say, I don't even know you. And they're going to beat them out of their clothes, embarrass them publicly in front of other people because they are not men of God. You can't mix it. Do you hear me tonight? I want you to hear me. I'm emphatic about this. You can't mix it. You can't mix what God has given, salvation, to the church. So God, he paid a high price for us to be saved. He sent his only begotten son that whoever believes on him should not perish, but shall live and have everlasting life. So you can't mix salvation with the world and think you're going to end up in the same place. It's not going to happen. You can't mix it. In the church, the church is mixing it. They singing a Snoop Dogg song in the church and think the people going to get saved. They singing Beyonce songs in the church. Crossroads telling everybody the minute they came out their mother's womb, their name was already put on the roll. The devil is a liar. Glory be to God. You must be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Glory be to God. You got to be born again. I got to be born again. If we want to see Jesus when he comes back, we all got to be born again. And I'm just stopping by this radio station today to tell the people of God, you can't mix it. You know, somebody say, well, my church, we have a good time. We be jamming. Well, you jam in the club. You can't jam in the house of God. If you're in the house of God, what you can do is praise his name and worship him. The Bible said the hour has come and now is that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You can't miss it. Glory be to God. You can't have Gladys Knight and the photops and the pimps in the house of God and call it church. Glory be to God. It's not church. It's a club. That's why so many of these churches have painted the sanctuary black. They're turning the lights down low and dimming it in there, making it look like a club so the people will come and make them feel comfortable. You see, darkness like darkness. Glory be to God. But when I came out of darkness, I wanted to be in the light. I didn't want to walk in darkness no more. Glory be to God. So I won't sit in a house of God that's painted dark. Glory be to God. Because I'm now a child of the light. I thank and praise God for this opportunity tonight to be here on Blog Talk Radio with Apostle Emmett Overton. Glory be to God. It's a privilege to come on this program and to share with the people of God on tonight and to tell you the truth. Glory be to God. I know he teaches and preaches the truth. Glory be to God. That's why we are friends, and we have been friends for years, because he preaches the truth. I preach the truth. We're walking in the truth. We are not here to deceive God's people. Glory be to God. We could be crooked just like the rest of them, but we fear the Lord. Glory be to God. But we decided we were going to tell people the truth. Glory be to God, because only the truth will make you free. And we love Jesus and we love you, so we're going to tell you the truth. And you know what? If the truth hurts, you know what you do? You just repent. Glory be to God. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm guilty of this. Glory be to God. Don't get mad at the preacher. Glory be to God. Don't get mad at the apostle. Don't get mad at me for telling you the truth. People say, well, you don't know. You don't know if they really saved or not. Could have got saved in the quietness of their home. Glory be to God. Yes, that's true. They could have got saved. But you know what? The Bible says you'll know them by the fruit that they bear. Snoop Dogg ain't bearing no fruit. He's not bearing no fruit of righteousness. Glory be to God. He's bearing fruit of corruption. So how can a corrupt person sing about my Jesus? How can you sing about this Jesus that you don't know? What they're trying to do is they're trying to mix it to make it look like everybody is already saved. If you look at the video, which I went online and I looked at part of the video, he's throwing up Illuminati signs in the video. See, we got to pay attention to this stuff.
See, that's what happens, evangelists. That's why people are so ignorant. People are so ignorant. Do you know that people in America, all they want to do is to be entertained, buy something, get something new, go to a movie, go out to eat, go to a ball game, go do this, go do that, get back up, go to work, pay gas like water, and the same routine, and not even know God until they die.
Don't know him, and guess what? They don't even call on him till they get on their sick bed. When they get sick, then they want everybody to pray for them. Pray for you for what?
You want everybody to pray for them. That's right.
Yeah.
It's too late.
Oh, yeah.
It's too late to pray now.
Yeah.
You done sowed all these seeds of discord. You done had unforgiveness in your heart. You don't even think about Christ. You don't even give a damn. Most Christians are serving Jesus is because what they can get from him.
What they can get. They don't even crack their Bible when they leave church. You know, the church got them so, I'm telling you, it's like the Pied Piper. The church got them so they tell them, don't even bring your Bible no more. We're going to put it up on the screen.
Satan,
you don't
family,
even know.
He's destroying people's lives every day because people don't know the Bible. But you know what?
They'll
watch TV. They'll get on the internet. They'll stay on a smartphone. They'll do anything but read the word. The word of God is not a priority. They don't hunger. See, when you don't thirst for righteousness, you're not saved.
That's exactly right.
It's impossible
for
you to be born again and saved
if
you don't thirst for righteousness. It's impossible because the Spirit of God in you will promote you to try to change and be a better person. But no, when you got all this junk in your system, the American Democratic ideal of credit, buy this, buy that, die, turn it over, somebody else get it, You work 12, 15 hours, kill yourself, and you die, and what you get? Nothing.
And you know what? They tell you, oh, that's the American dream. That's a lie from the pit of hell. If you have a dream.
They ain't no American dream. That's an American nightmare.
Dream, that's exactly what it is. You ought to have a dream, and it ought to be to see Jesus one day. That ought to be your number one goal, especially if you call yourself a Christian. But the people of God are too busy for God. They don't have time for him. They don't have, like you said, they're not reading their Bibles. They don't have time for him.
The only time they want God is when they
got a bill due. When they got a bill due,
right.
Or when their children is in trouble. Yeah. Well, let something happen. Oh, I need everybody to pray. But when they in sin, when they in the dark, when they creeping with somebody's husband and wife, they ain't asking nobody to pray then.
Right. Now, since you said that, I got about 45 minutes, and then after that, we're going to open up to Pastor Mike. Pastor Mike, we're on a telethon. What's your opinion on that? Everything this sister said was pinpoint accuracy. What is your opinion?
I agree 100%. And that's the thing. We're so distracted by what's going on outside. It reminds me how if you actually look in the scriptures and you look at how, especially with like children of Israel, the children of Israel, they were set apart. They didn't look the part of the world. Everybody else was out there in the world. But the children of Israel, they kept themselves set apart, and they had a different look to them. That's how you could tell who was them, who was Israel, and who wasn't. And that's how
exactly.
It is today. We don't have a look. We all, everybody that's out there now, they look just like the world. We're so-called Christians or believers, but we still look like the world. There's nothing that sets us apart from the world because we look like the world. We act like the world, and the world has crept into the church so much now that there you can't even distinguish. It's like mixing salt and pepper together. You can't.
Pepper, that's right.
It's so hard to get it out. You're not going to be able to get it out. It's going to take forever to try to go through with a fine-tooth comb, and that's just how bad it's become to mix up together.
Oh, yes. You know, Deuteronomy chapter 7 tells us, he said, the Lord said, when the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land, whither thou go to possess it, and have cast out many nations, and he named all them nations, he said, and I shall deliver them before thee, and you shall destroy them. He said, make no covenant with them. He said, neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter thou shalt not give to his son, nor his daughter thou shalt take unto thy son. For they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. This is why we can't mix. This is why we can't mix.
Amen.
And
amen.
I couldn't believe
right,
it. They got a Beyonce church. They got a Beyonce church.
Yeah.
They got a Beyonce
now, here goes
church,
Beyonce.
And they
she's paying $850. Everyone hear that? Gold line and check it. She spent $850,000 to buy a church in Louisiana, and all of the members are gay and lesbian. Now, this is Beyonce. She's not a Christian. A Christian don't support homosexuality. You know, Christians suffer. Christians are hated by husbands. Husbands can hate the wife. There's a spirit in each other, can attack each other. And if we don't wake up to the ministry of deliverance, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
As we're going to move now into the second phase of our teaching, I'm going to show all of you, biblically, pastoral leadership should stay out of politics. Let me say this again. Pastoral leadership should stay out of politics. Let's first open up with the book of Psalms 133, verse 1. Psalms 133, verse 1. I'm sorry. Okay. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. That one word right there. When we get involved with Democrat and Republican, that's not unity. That's the world.
That's
the pastors should stay. They should That's division, exactly. Now, I want everybody to turn. Sister Taylor, you got the King James Evangelist?
Yes.
Give me 1 Corinthians 15:39. It's
Amen.
One kind of flesh of all men when we get saved. So when we become born again and saved and accepted Yeshua as our personal Savior, we're supposed to detach ourselves from the world, but we don't. We like worldly things, we participate in the world, and then we call ourselves a Christian. You have no desire for prayer. You have no desire to pray in the Holy Ghost. You have no desire for the Word, but you're a Christian. You're a damn lie. You're not a Christian. You're worldly.
Okay, here we go. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of flesh fishes, and another of birds.
All kind of flesh of men. So when we get born and accept Christ, but there is no name under heaven whereby man can be saved, Acts 4:12. Ain't no other name. So whether you black, white, purple, pink, when you call on that name, you need to get out the world. And so we have an Omega Man Radio, some Christian broadcast that puts pictures of Donald Trump on the wall. I told him again, and I told all y'all to tell him again. He does not need to get involved. He can't endorse that because that man's ideology can affect African Americans. Most African Americans don't even like Donald Trump. And those born-again Christians may have an opinion toward him. Most whites and blacks have a different ideology of their background that separates us from being union with Christ as we're saved. So what you're doing is picking up the spirit of the world and putting it in you trying to be a Christian, and it won't work. Let's go to Galatians chapter 3. Go ahead.
I got another scripture, Apostle. Says, dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? He said, you don't even take your brother before the unjust. You don't do that. That's their system. That's not our system.
That's their system. But you know what? Most Christians, I find out, are in the world. They're not Christians. They don't suffer. They don't have a desire to preach Christ. They don't have a yearning to read. They're worldly. And yet they tag themselves a Christian. In Revelation 3:15, he said he'll spit you out of his mouth. So when we get involved with politics and we start looking at different people in politics, you're trusting in humans that is run by the world. To try to represent God. They can't represent God. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ. And the Democrat and Republican Party does not make us one in Christ because of an ideology of human doctrine. And this is why I tell Shannon Davis, put that man off, because you're going to get really embarrassed when he get impeached. For a president that don't even always saying it's a witch hunt and want to get involved, keep throwing misdirections of spy in the camp. Obama's no birth certificate, just constantly create havoc. That's Satan. Not
Amen.
God. All right, give me 1 Timothy 5:21. Let's go to 1 Timothy 5, and we're going to go to verse 21. 1 Timothy 5:21.
Amen. And it reads,
I charge thee
before
God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
And the elect angels, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, and the elect angels, that thou observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality.
I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord, and the Lord Jesus Christ and elect angels, that thou observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. In the Democratic and Republican Party, they do it by partiality. You split with your belief. That's contrary to the Bible. That is contrary to the Word of God. Most people don't know the Word of God. They don't know the rules of the Word of God. So what they're trying to go do is live a life. They're trying to go live a life, okay, serving Christ without knowing the Bible. And most of the people are in error. Now go to Romans 2:11.
Amen. Glory.
Romans 2:11.
All right, I got you. Here we go. For there is no respect of persons with God.
Ain't no respect of persons with God. God don't care nothing about who you are, your position, or your title to him. That don't mean nothing to him. Nothing. But politics, it does. That's why pastors need to stay out of it. When people are pastors in church of the body of Christ, when they are willing to risk the salvation of lost people who wander into service in order to get certain candidates elected, one has to wonder if these men of God have forgotten their assignment that God gave us. Let me show you, for every Christian, for any internet radio station that's broadcasting Christ, he didn't say broadcast the Democrat or Republican Party.
Amen.
Turn to Matthew chapter 28, verse 18.
Thank you, Jesus. All right.
Matthew, I got to get to this Bible. Chapter 28.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Wait a minute. Let me get, wait a minute. Okay, Matthew 28, 18, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Verse 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations. It did not say take the nations, Democratic Party, and support it. It says teach the nations. Teach the nations what? The word of God. Not no belief of a party. Not no belief of the Republican slave whoppers or the district Dixiecrat. Doesn't matter. They're brutal to people. They're spirits. It's not of God. God doesn't want us involved with that.
Amen.
Hang on, wait a minute. God cares about his word. God doesn't care about anything but one thing that he gets his attention. It's his word. He's going to respond to his word. He's not going to respond to some Democratic Party, some Republican Party. He's not responding to that. And people don't even know the Bible. It's so sad that you don't know it. You don't have a love for it. You don't even have a desire to read it. And you call yourself a Christian. I really believe if a Christian doesn't know the word of God, he don't know Jesus. He has experiences through emotion, but not through doctrine. And that's what we need. We need people to have the doctrine of the word of God to be taught to them. I'm not perfect. I'm far above perfect. I never wanted to be a pastor. You know, this is something I never wanted to do. The deliverance minister, I didn't even know what that was. But I'm here in spite of all my setbacks and all of my downfalls. I'm still here because God has chosen me. And God can choose any of you tonight. But you have to do one thing, is to stay yourself out of the world. Now, if you're going to be a Christian and you're going to get involved in politics, how are you going to do this? Go to John 15, 18. Go to John chapter 15, verse 18. I don't like the world. I don't like nothing in the world. I hate it.
Amen.
I don't even enjoy it, nothing in the world. God has taken that away from me. I don't want it. I don't want nothing that the world has to offer. John 15, 18. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Now here you are in politics, and Christ in you, and you're trying to work a deal with somebody in politics who don't even know God. And you got the Spirit of God in you as some Democratic Party or some Republican Party lifting up some man, an unsaved vessel, and you call and said God called him to represent a nation that is just as wicked and more than any nation on earth, the United States. Very wicked. The first country that introduced homosexuality, and we're proud of that. If the world hates you, you know that it hates me before it hates you. Anytime the Spirit of Christ in you, a demon will hate that. And you living, you working with people in political parties that's unsaved. That's not of God. It's not of the world. God says, come follow me. He didn't say follow a president or a party. Yeah, go vote and leave it alone after that. And I don't even want to tell people to do that no more. because I'm asking God, should I say that just because Dr. Martin Luther King died for a liberty that was on a natural kingdom? It has something to do with the natural kingdom of America. It had nothing to do with the kingdom of God. God's kingdom is not of this world. If the world, if ye were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. Now, how are you gonna serve God in a worldly system that hates you? That's contradictory to the word of God. In 1 John 4:4, Jesus said, be in the world, but don't be of the world. You see, let me end this with this. Turn to Amos. Hang on a minute. I want everybody to turn to the book of Amos. You know, God finally answered a prayer because I asked God, Lord, how can this country get away? And I found out that no nation get away with doing anybody wrong. No nation. None. And if any nation that turns itself away from God, you're going to have to pay a very heavy price. And this is the judgment on nations from Amos the prophet. In Amos chapter 1, verse 3. And then it says, let me see the one I really want to get. That's right. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Damascus and for four, I will not turn away thy punishment. Therefore, because they have threshed Gilead with thrusts of instruments of iron. Amos, then, by pronouncing judgment on Israel, seven nations, he lists each nation's particular sin. United States, slavery. United States, Jim Crow system. The United States, allowing women not to vote. The United States, giving people a right to vote in 1965, when the so-called founding fathers is what not my father, because they're not the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the only fatherhood that I know, because I'm not of the world. I cannot accept worldly fathers. Placing all of them under the same formula for three transgressions and for four. Many sins, especially the ones named that Amos prophesied about this nation. Now, I'm going to show you something. Verse 4, but I will send a fire into the house of Hazor, which shall devour the places of Ben-Hadad. Now, Jesus says in Hebrews 13:8 that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This can happen today. It is so sad that people are not aware of spiritual things. They just live in a world of materialistic things and themes and earth. Anything earthly they like. They have no attraction to spiritual things, and yet you call yourself a Christian. I will break also the bars of Damascus and cut off the inhabitations from the plain of Aven and him that holdeth the spectrum for the house of Eden. And the people of Syria shall go into captivity unto Kerr, saith the Lord. Now watch this. God showed me something. He finally answered my prayer after 20 years. I've been praying this even. I didn't know the Lord. Lord, why is these people getting away with this? Why this nation doing wrong? No nation on earth gets away from doing evil to any people. Thus saith the Lord, for their transgressions of Gazar and for four, I will not turn away the punishment, therefore, because they carried away the captivities, the whole captivities to deliver them up into Edom. The majority of sins listed of sins, brutality and cruelty. God especially hates sins of mistreatment of other human beings. That's the United States towards slavery and everything that's going on here. We have a president that's forcing people to stand up to the Star Spangled Banner. Well, as a born-again Christian, I can't do that because in the Star Spangled Banner, it says there's no hope for the hireling or slave. Proverbs 18:21, 18:19 says death and life is in the power of the tongue. I can't confess that because I'm not of the world. Because if you're ignorant, you will do that and do worldly things. Nothing against this nation, but God is going to judge every nation. And we need to really pray wherever you're at because it's going to get worse. It's not going to get any better. God especially hates sins of mistreatment of other human beings, and he would surely judge violently and inhuman acts that are void of all compassion of human beings. And slavery was one of them that was very traumatic over here. For 400 years, that affected people here spiritually, and they still don't understand because they have no revelation of the ministry of deliverance. In the light of God's hatred for cruelty, it is essential that God's people endeavor and do always to treat others with kindness, justice, and love. We have to do that. This country is very rich on being a mere materialistic riches. The Bible speaks of the riches of vanity in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 8. Now, what I want to do before I close is to thank all of our sponsors. There are veterans that may be listening to me that may be going through some memory recall, thinking about a friend that you had, got killed or whatever. Look, don't let the devil take you for a ride with that. Cast down all imaginations. And if you need some help wherever you at, you can call the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255. It's a confidential crisis chat at the Veterans Crisis Line. You can text at 838-255. If you need some ministry, if you want to get saved and accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, call us at air code 646-378-1857. If you don't want to do that, you want to call upon the Lord right there where you're at. He says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. God will deliver you from anybody, any human being, if you live righteous. God don't like unrighteousness. And God will definitely protect the righteous person. God doesn't like people to take advantage of people, to be cruel to a person or use people. Believe you, if you're righteous and you're covered by the blood and you serve God, God will not let no one use you or hurt you. He will move them out the way. He says, touch not my anointed, nor do my prophets no harm. Psalms 105:15. So what is I'm saying tonight through this telethon? Do you have a relationship with God or your pastor? Do you have a relationship with God or the Word? What do you have a relationship with? Who's feeding you? Are you letting the Word feed you, or are you going to continue to stay rebellious and to stay in your thought process, your foolish thinking? Are you worldly? Everything you do is worldly, 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 worldly. You have an appetite of the world every day. You're not saved. Because we're supposed to die to the world. The Bible said we're passing through. But some of us, with our adventures of life and want to plant your seed and do your thing, what about if you die in it? Who promised you tomorrow? Who said you're going to wake up tomorrow? Tomorrow's not promised for nobody. So you get up and you do your thing and you die and bust hell wide open. Oh, hell's very real. We'll be talking about that through our telethon teachings. What do you want from God? Why are you calling on God? What about if God don't give you anything? Would you still call on him? You see, this is one thing about this country that I don't like. It's too materialistic. It's full of filth. That's all it's all about, materialistic and marketing and marketing. But I'm not about that. If you really are a Christian, you would die to the world. You wouldn't have no desire for all that. You just have a desire to please God. People don't want to please God. If they ain't got nothing, if they can't get out of it, they can say, you know what they say, the hell with Jesus. And people say that in their heart. We got to stop looking at the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as some tweak it can just fix your problems, and you say to hell with him after that. And so some of you are trying to serve God out of ignorance, and you don't even know your position. You don't even know position where you fit. You don't even know what the Word says about your circumstances, and it's bringing conflict to you. I pray that you would end that tonight and call on the Lord. Let's go back to Sister Thomas, Sister Evangelist Janice Taylor. You have the mic.
Amen. Let's thank God for this opportunity to be here with you. I want to let you all know that everything that I've said, you can go out on YouTube and find it. You can find Beyonce's video. It's called Finding God at a Beyonce Mass. It's on YouTube. You can find Snoop Dogg gospel album, Fred Hammond, Marvin Sapp. You can find that on YouTube. You can find Creflo Dollar Scholes Church for being critical of Snoop Dogg. And you can go to Facebook.com, I need a word, /videos/, and find the heresy continues, where Creflo Dollar actually said that the minute
that's
you
sad.
Come out
that's
your
sad.
Mother's
that's
womb.
Sad.
Yeah.
That's nowhere in the Bible.
He's alive.
Now,
nowhere in the Bible.
That's not
nowhere
true.
In the Bible.
So, Taylor, let me say this here. Let me share what
mm-hmm.
the Bible says about when you come out your mama's womb. And then one thing, come when you come out your mama's womb, sin come right out with you. And it ain't
exactly
salvation.
Right.
That's
exactly
a lie
right.
from the pit of hell. Let's turn to Psalm 51. Let's see what the Bible says.
Okay.
The Bible says, behold, I was sharpened in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. We was conceived by our mothers from sin.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. Now, you're going to go against God? Fine, because God got me. If I bag him up, I ain't got to worry about it. I ain't missing a lick. I ain't lacking nothing. I stand
Amen.
On God's word.
And
that's
Jesus
teaching the Creflo Dollar seven times. Time you born, you say that's a nothing but a lie. Those are doctrines of devil. Salvation, the Bible says, give me 1 Peter 4:18.
Jesus told
that
Nicodemus,
the Bible said
you must be born again.
Yes, born again before you get saved. That's nothing but a lie from the pit of hell. Y'all believe these religious oratoricals statements if you want to and not check the scriptures, you're going to be a person in a whole lot of trouble when it's come time for your death.
1 Peter 4:12?
Because you're going to die one day. No, 1 Peter 4:18.
All right. It says, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?
The righteous scarcely be. It's not going to be easy getting to heaven. Just because you go to church and you set up in there and then you let somebody teach you for 45 minutes and you go put the Bible back and then you just do all your thing the whole week, that ain't being saved. That ain't being rejuvenated. You're just going around in circles. You're
Amen.
Not saved. I don't care who you are. God told me yesterday, stand on the word for my persecution. Anyone come against you, they come against me. And
Amen.
I believe that. It's about righteousness. It's about God's word to me. I don't care about nothing else. Nothing means nothing to me but getting into heaven. And we don't even think about that. I've seen so many people die in my lifetime. I don't see no more deaths. I can write a book on death. We don't know when we're going to leave this earth. Tomorrow's not promised for none of us. So you're going to get up and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. In Colossians 3:3, the Bible says your life is hidden. But if you don't know the word, how in the hell your life going to be hidden in you? You don't know the Bible. You are ignorant with the Bible. You're worldly. You like worldly things. You haven't been transformed. You have no love for the scriptures, only to read something to protect you or do this to get something, but you won't get back nothing back into it. That's not the kingdom of God. That's not in the Bible.
Amen.
People are looking for credit Christianity, credit card Christianity in America.
Mm-hmm.
It's killing
They're looking
them.
For something easy.
All right.
For something quick.
They're looking for something easy, quick, fast, and they'll use you. They'll use the hell out of you. They'll use you
mm-hmm.
and use you till you can't use you no more. And dry
exactly.
you up, which is an ostrich spirit. That spirit will suck up you dry. Demons are real. Final thought, Sister Taylor. We're going to invite you to come back in tomorrow. Sister Taylor, can you come back in tomorrow night?
Sure. I'll be happy to come back in. I'm enjoying this, being part of this telethon. Because you know what? We're living in an hour that people don't want to hear sound doctrine.
People don't want to hear sound doctrine, man. People don't care nothing about no sound doctrine. People can give a rat's ass about sound doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
They worldly. They've locked into the world.
And like
I can't
you
be
said,
like that.
That entertainment spirit. They want to be entertained.
Nothing but entertainment.
Even in the house of
Everywhere
God.
Everywhere you
they
go.
Like,
yep.
mm-hmm, they like them preachers that will tickle their flesh and entertain them. That's how Beyonce could have a church. Because first of all, it can't be a church because it's the LGBT. It can't be a church, but they calling it one. And got
oh,
homosexual,
mercy,
mm-hmm,
two homosexual priests.
Lord,
and then where they
Jesus.
Found this black woman at, I don't know where they found this
Lord,
black woman. I'm gonna send you the links, apostles. Your email's still the same.
Over to Navy1@gmail.com. And you know what, sister? I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Living holy is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
Living holiness, you don't even hear teacher teach holiness in the church. And if you people are going to listen to a preacher tell y'all the minute you born out your mama's womb that you saved, and you go listen to that, and it's contrary to the Bible, then you deserve to go to hell. If you don't change.
Well, that's where they're
going.
That's
not even biblical.
That's where they're going.
Oh, have you heard the one, what's his name, Reverend Leroy Thompson? He has a revelation, Money Thou Cometh.
It didn't come to nobody but him.
Coming straight to him.
Mm-hmm.
Lie. Satan is a lie, man.
And I showed you that video where him and Creflo was dancing on the money.
Satan
yeah,
is a lie.
Dance.
What people want. And you know what I'm finding out? You're only fooling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're only fooling yourself. Because when you die, you got to answer for everything you've done. And you're going to die one day. You're not going to be here forever. Mars not a promise. Why take a chance on your life? Okay, Brother Mike, we got 35, 40 minutes. Let's open back up to Pastor Michael Smith. What's going on, Brother Mike? Let's go to other topics. What we want to go with now? School shootings. Sister Janet Evangelist Thomas, school shootings.
Yes.
What is the solution?
The solution is Jesus. They need to put Jesus back in the
That's
school,
right.
Put him back in the home, put him back in everything that they've taken him out of. Now, I'm a school teacher,
no.
been a teacher for many years, and I'm telling you, people are quitting this profession. People are leaving because of these school shootings because the teachers have not signed up to die for these children. Or they didn't go into school to be killed. You would not think that you could go to work one day in a school and you leave your family and get up and go to work and you might not come back home. But it's happening on a regular
That's
basis
safe.
Now. And so people safe. Are leaving this profession. Teachers are getting out because they don't want to end up getting shot. And the president
Ben Timmy, said, you're an educator, right? Are you an educator?
Yes, I'm a teacher. Yes, I'm a teacher. I'm an educator. And the president said a possible solution is to give the teachers guns. No, you don't need to give the teachers guns. The teachers don't need guns. That's not the solution. Children will still get shot. Teachers will start shooting the children. So, no, you don't give the teachers guns. What we need to do as a nation is get on our knees and repent. We have
That's
taken
right.
God
That's
out
right.
of everything. We have blasphemed his yep. name. We have made God's name a reproach in this country. Took it out every courthouse. Took it out of every school. Took it out of all public places. We have taken the name of the Lord. So guess what? When we took Jesus out, the devil moved in.
Oh, dear.
And he's coming in,
yep.
and he's not coming in playing patty cake.
He
he's coming in stealing, killing, and destroying our children, destroying teachers' lives. Teachers went to work
yes.
and didn't go back home, and they'll never see their family you again.
They said they had 21 killings in 2018.
Wow.
That's a lot of killing. 21 recorded shootings. The demons, what the demons doing, is they really showing up? All these pastors in local communities don't know a damn thing about deliverance ministry. Nothing.
Mm-mm.
So the demon will walk up in there and just start shooting everybody. Don't nobody tell
mm-hmm.
you that's a spirit in that child. Don't nobody say that.
That is.
Children have demons. The Bible speaks of a child being delivered. Jesus said, how long has your child been like this? Yeah, they keep spirits. They inherit them from us, from your mom and dad,
mm-hmm.
and they sin. And the uncle
mm-hmm.
sin, all that old bloodline stuff that you call family. That biblical
mm-hmm.
is not even biblical family.
Mm-hmm. And you know
that's,
what, Apostle?
That's genetic family. That ain't spiritual family. Because when you're saved,
they,
you become spiritual. Then you disconnect from genetics.
They've changed the laws
where you can't even reprimand these children anymore. You can't say anything.
Can't even reprimand.
You can't tell Johnny to stop. You can't tell him to sit down.
Evangelist.
You can't tell him to be quiet.
Evangelist,
you can't say nothing
Evangelist.
To them. Yes.
Evangelist, I had a person call me from Houston, Texas, yesterday. And she said, I'm having a problem. I have to decide. My son said he want to be a girl. I said, what do you mean decide? Who told you to turn his gender around? Now, you know when the devil starts getting people confused about who they are, it's over here. We don't recognize this is a done deal. If we don't repent and people don't have an urge to serve God, you're going to get left out.
Well, let me tell you what they're doing with the teachers here in Charlotte, North Carolina. They had some training where it's gender training. So if little Mary comes to school one day and her name is Mary Smith, and the next day she decides she wants to be Mike Smith, she's only 10 years old. She can actually become Mike Smith. You have to call her by Mike Smith, and you do not have authority to inform her parents. So Mary, who was Mary one day, is now Mike. She changed her mind, said she wanted to be Mike. She can go in the boys' bathroom. And if we go on an overnight field trip, Mary can decide whether she wants to sleep with the girls or with the boys. And the teachers have to go along with Mary's new decision. I can if Mary decides she wants to be
very
Mike,
evil. That's
I cannot
evil.
I can no longer call her Mary. If I do, I can get fired.
That's evil.
Yeah, that's evil.
And then they will fire you if you call somebody's parent saying that the child gonna be a man today or boy tomorrow, and you can't. That's the I ain't never heard nothing like that.
You can't
you
do
see,
it.
When you start,
you can't do it.
You see that? Now this sister, where are you?
In North Carolina. I'm in North Carolina.
Did everybody hear that? That's in North Carolina. That's the school system. The public school system now that teachers can't discipline. If the person say they want to be a girl or boy, they can't say nothing. You can't give them a scripture or nothing. See, when you take prayer out of school, you really can't minister to people. It's ineffective because they won't let you use the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God's been taken out. And you know what's the
And they can go in whatever bathroom they want to go in. They can go in any bathroom
Lord
they want to go
Jesus.
In. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And if the teacher doesn't go along with it, the teacher can get fired. Well, the girls can request a pregnancy test. 15 years old, she can request a pregnancy test and her parents not be notified.
Lord have mercy, Jesus.
How can
I've been
you
getting
give
a,
my
you
child
know,
a pregnancy test and I'm not notified?
Mercy, Jesus. Lord have mercy. I didn't know that, Evangelist Taylor. Teaching me something.
Yes, this is wickedness. And so they want to put metal detectors in all of the schools. Well, metal detectors can't detect a demon.
Sure can't. Only
they
thing that's going to detect the demon is the Holy Spirit. And it's so sad that
that's
Christians, they don't even know who's speaking when they're around them. They don't have a clue who's speaking to them.
Ain't got no
sad.
Holy Spirit. Ain't got no Holy Spirit.
No Holy
I had a principle.
No discernment.
I had a principle.
No,
call
no
me.
Desire for spiritual gift. Just bullshit. Excuse me. That's
no,
all they want.
No Holy Ghost. I had a principle called got diagnosed with cancer. Do you know who he called? He called Janet Taylor. Said, can you pray for me? Pray for me. He was crying on the phone. Crying. I prayed for him.
Now you're crying.
God healed
crying
his body.
Out, yeah.
God,
I had a friend of mine, I told him a long time ago, I told him, hey, man, you got to get out this Cap Alpha Psi stuff. That's, you know, he was East, no, not that. No, he Eastern Star, no, Mason. He was a Mason.
Okay.
I said, you're going to have to renounce that. You know what he told me? Oh, once a Mason, always a Mason. Now, watch this. Yesterday, he called for me to pray for him. I said, you still with that Mason? That's why you're sick.
Okay.
All
I
that
had
Eastern
one of my
Star.
Yeah, and that's Kappa, what is it? Alpha Kappa Alpha. He's in that.
Yeah.
And guess what?
He's in so much trouble right now. Matter of fact, he lost his job. He got fired. The principal got fired. And I said, where are them campers at now? Where they at? They couldn't help him. They couldn't help him.
And they ain't going to help him. Ain't nobody going to help you but Jesus. Ain't nobody going to do nothing for you but Jesus. The Lord says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. He didn't tell you to trust in man. He didn't tell you never put no trust in no human being. Psalms 118:8 says it's best to put your trust in God than to put confidence in a human.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no way I'm going to trust no human like I'm going to trust the Word. I'm going to trust the Word of God before anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you are. I'm standing on the Word, because if I stand
on it,
I'm standing on the principles of the kingdom of God, and you can't come up against me.
And it cannot fail. The word of God is infallible.
The word of God works. Infallible. Powerful. It penetrates. And people be wanting to do what they want to do. That's why they don't want to read the Bible, because they'd be responsible to change. And they
want
to change, but they want to get the benefits of Jesus. You old
That's
dog. You're a dog.
Mm-hmm. And this is why the devil ripped them to pieces. He ripped them to shreds. When he comes to their house, ain't no word in there. And he said, oh, I can
ain't
have
no word
a
in
field
there.
Day in this house. And he
no
ripped
word.
Them to shreds.
When the Bible is not in a home, chaos. You see, these demons can't handle it. I preach every night. I get on, ain't no demon living in my house.
I know that's right.
No demon.
I know that's right.
Not welcome in my home.
So many Christians, they drinking, they carry alcohol in their house. They smoking. You know what? I tell people, my son is a grown man, and I tell him, if you come to my house, he lives in Dallas, Texas. I tell him, you come to my house, you cannot drink or smoke in my house. I let him know. Before he get on the road and drive all the way from Dallas, Texas, you cannot drink or smoke in my house. He got a wife. I told him, if anything ever happened between you and your wife, you can't bring another woman here. You can only bring your wife here.
Right.
That's it.
Holiness,
that's it, holiness.
Evangelist, you know what? Ain't nobody okay, somebody, I think, Erico 229, Evangelist Taylor, wait 1 minute. Okay, Erico 229, can you hear us?
Yes, sir, I can.
Erico, okay, you got Evangelist Janice Taylor on the line. We open it up. We're talking about a lot of topics. This is Evangelist Janice Taylor. You now have the mic. Erico 229.
Well, thank you much. I am new to this show. I frequent talk shows a lot. And so I just came in, so if you don't mind, I'll spend 5 minutes to get the gist of the conversation, okay?
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Okay, Brother
amen.
Mike. Brother Mike.
Yes, sir.
Why not holiness is taught in the church? Why not casting out demons is taught in the church? Why not breaking curses? Why not speak in tongues? Why not the nine gifts? Why this hooping and howling and money cometh is more important than the word of God?
Because you said the two things, hooping and hollering and money cometh, are what's popular now. Casting out demons and speaking in tongues and everything else is, as we've heard on broadcast before, you know, that all that's been done away with. Don't nobody want to hear anything about that. So that's why you have...
Don't worry about no holy living.
They don't. They want to hear about what's going to be easy for them, getting fast
what's
money.
What's going to benefit them. And they use you, and then after you die, they go find somebody else to suck up. That's the world.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I got an email from Reverend Prittman to Brother Mike. I'm new hearing here. Can I hoop out a demon?
No, sir.
No.
I would not advise for you to try to hoop out a demon, sir. Hooping out a demon is pure emotionalism.
No.
No. The Bible says cast them out. Mark chapter 16.
Let me give you the word on that one. Mark chapter 16. Glory be to God. Mark chapter 16 is the answer to that. So you won't have to wonder, did we just come up with this? It's Mark chapter 16, and it's what it tells us to do. Let me
Amen.
Get there very quickly. It says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and
Humans
is baptized
real.
Shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. It don't say whoop out. It say cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
And they shall recover.
They
shall recover.
That's what the word says.
They shall recover. That's what the Bible says. They shall recover. But you got to believe the word through faith. If you don't have
now,
faith to believe the Bible, it ain't going to work. Go ahead, Mike.
Now, let me ask you this, because this is what I hear a lot of, too, in churches. Can you pray a demon out?
The Bible said cast them out.
No. It said cast out. Jesus didn't about to pray it out. He say, in my name ye shall cast out. He say pray it out.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Amen. We got to stick with the script.
Okay.
We got to stick with the script.
I got a question to Evangelist Taylor from Reverend Billsmore. What do you think about the great Joel Osteen? He's a man of power to me. Please give me your comment.
I do not think Joel Osteen is called to be a pastor. I think Joel Osteen is a motivational speaker. He does not preach the gospel. He does not preach a message of salvation. What Joel Osteen does is preaches a feel-good message. He makes everybody feel comfortable, even people in singing. He says he has homosexuals working in his church. Homosexuals can come to church, but they cannot be in leadership until they are delivered.
That's right.
You got to be delivered. Jesus said, let's turn to it. Luke 4:18. Jesus went into the temple and he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty, that means to set free them that are bound, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Joel Osteen does none
Amen.
Of that. He does
that's
none
right.
of that.
All, that's right. And Jesus, another thing too, let me say this to this brother. When Jesus took his disciples, he ordained them to do three specific things. I don't think that Christ changed that. Who changed that? He ordained them to cast out demons, preach the gospel. That's right. Cast out demons and heal the sick. Mark 3:10, 11:13-14, 3:15. That's what he did. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. T.D. Jakes don't cast out demons. I'm sorry. Nothing against him. He does not cast out devils. One either bind him is not an evangelist. An evangelist casts out devils, the Bible says in Acts 8. The only evangelist they got is Philip. He's in Acts in 2 Timothy chapter 4, Philip the evangelist. In 8:5, the Bible says, Philip cast out demons, and there was crying out many that was delivered from demonic spirits. You got evangelists that has no anointing. The anointing must come, and people must see it. If they don't see the anointing, then Christ is not alive.
And the anointing destroys the yoke. If you are anointed, it will destroy the yoke. That's right. And Joel Osteen does none of this. He has no power.
I ain't never saw none of them raise the dead. None. Just take your money. And if you were fool enough
no
to do
power.
It. They fool. None. No power. None whatsoever. That is it. We are up for our time. 2.5 hours. More time go by fast. Sister Taylor, would you be able to join me tomorrow at the same time?
I certainly will, Apostle. 7:30, I will be on the line.
7:30
give me your email
tomorrow.
Again.
Email is overtonnavy1@gmail.com. Jermaine Edwards introduced me and Sister Taylor, Evangelist Taylor. She's been in the ministry for a long time, and she's going to give you out how you can reach her, where you can contact her if you'd like to have her to come in your church. If anybody wants me to teach, I don't come to churches, but you can definitely let me go through YouTube. Now, if it's a Sabbath service, I'll come on a Sabbath, but I don't teach on Sunday. Nothing against it, but that's what people want to do. I love people who want to. I don't worship on Sundays. I'm a Sabbath keeper, and I don't desire to teach on Sunday. I'll teach on Sunday and on a radio station. But the Sabbath is a consecrated holy day personal to me. And because I keep that, God has really blessed me so much in spiritual gift. Understand the Sabbath. Jesus says he's the Lord of Sabbath, Mark 2:28. Not trying to convert nobody into no religion, because religion is what crucified Jesus. It's the Word. Study the Word. God bless you, Sister Taylor. My email is overtonnavy1@gmail.com. 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 Brother Michael, thank you. We're going to see you tomorrow, Sister Taylor, at 7:30 tomorrow evening. God bless.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen.
Shalom, everyone.
Shalom.